Backseat Producers, episode 208, Multiplicity. Happy Skanksgiving. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Daryl.
This is David.
And this is Sam.
And we probably have a good 20 minutes of recording already on here, because I don't...
Yeah, good. Don't piss away my good material. You do this to me every week.
What? I did not delete anything.
I bring my A game for the first 7 minutes of the show, and then I bring my C game for the rest of it.
Oh, by the way, this is going to be explicit, because Adam's being an asshole.
Yeah, well, I've had, like... How many ounces of water is this? 20 fluid ounces of water since I sat down at this table, and I am fucking primed.
What, you got to pee?
I know. I listened to the Black Eyed Peas, that party song thing, on the way out here. So
I don't know what that means.
Like, I'm fully erect and ready to go, guys.
All right. Ready to be a dick bushel. He's breaking shit.
God.
Okay. Hear that?
Yeah, he's crushing the can.
No, that was me crushing it.
Wow.
Yes, he totally crushed that
Hey,
water
what
bottle.
Are we talking about next week, Tony?
Next week, we don't Katamusha. Have anything. No. Because technically, Kagamusha.
Oh, my God.
Kagamusha was last week.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys actually talk about it?
No, we're talking about it next week.
Okay.
Time travel.
Due to time
bitch.
Dilation effects.
We haven't decided what's next. So
I thought
since
we were doing
you
have
been
Fortress.
Complaining, we did that last week. You were here.
Oh, that's the one I missed.
You missed Hidden Fortress.
Well, yes. I was really glad I didn't show up then because I would have watched Kagamusha.
Yes, the audience that's listening, we converted the podcast into neutrinos and blasted them across the universe, and now they're moving faster than the speed of light, so they go back in time.
Man, actually, Einstein is spinning in his grave.
Yes, he is.
Actually, what we did was we just tossed...
he's approaching a relativistic effects.
We just tossed an MP3 player into a DeLorean. That's really all that happened.
That's what happened, yes. An accelerator to 88.
Miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Tony, I bent over and I got this monitor
I'm
here.
I'm working on it. You people just keep talking. I'm trying to get to work.
So we're talking about Kagamusha next week.
Yes.
That's what I'm hearing from you guys?
Yes. It's the next movie in the sequence.
Yeah, what are we doing after that? Because this Kurosawa thing was enlightening and awesome, but...
we need to talk about something different now.
Yeah, I'm tired of it.
Yeah, I am too.
I think Sex Drive.
Yeah, Sex Drive. Why is Sam not a regular part of the show?
He just could saying. Be. I'm not saying he could be here every Wednesday.
Taking notes.
Hey, I'm going to have a large amount of spare time on my hands. I'll be living in Salt Lake Monday through Thursday until the end of March.
Hey,
so.
You and James can touch tips.
Right? Yeah. and then there could be a supernova of stupidity, and then the universe ends. It'd be good.
Maybe. I don't know. Why does it have to get weird there at the end?
It doesn't have to get. It's just going to happen. You can't stop the apocalypse,
what
Adam.
What the fuck is going on? What? Jesus Christ. What are you doing to me, Adam?
And he's going to grab a guitar.
What I don't understand is, why does this take you so long?
This machine sucks.
It's a poor carpenter who blames his tools, Tony.
I'm not a carpenter. That's my brother you're thinking of.
I see you flipping through this monitors and screens.
There.
That's Sam.
That's Sam.
You're looking at me?
Yes,
freaking
we are.
Me out a little bit.
She was asking who the fourth voice was. I think the problem is that she can't see you.
Yep. Okay.
Because I'm a ghost.
Happy Skanksgiving, everyone.
Yes. May your turkey day be great.
May all your DeLoreans get up to 88
miles per hour.
Does this not look like I'm drinking beer?
It does kind of, but not with ice, Tony. You don't
but
put
no,
ice.
Head. That's the problem. Head. It's the ice makes it look like a head from the...
Weird note, when I was in Costa Rica, they actually served their beer over ice.
Ooh.
That is weird.
Really?
That's intense.
Actually, to say Bud Light is my favorite beer is a misstatement. Costa Rica has a local beer called Imperial, or Imperial.
Yeah, we couldn't pick that up.
Yeah, probably we couldn't figure that out.
It was a struggle.
Listen, when you have the Latino flavor running through your veins, it's hard to kind of disambiguate for you crackers. So,
wow, it's like Sergio showed up.
Yeah. It's like him, only still me. So,
it's like getting slapped in the face at the race card. It's awesome. It's not getting thrown.
I don't know what that means, but you know what?
Yeah, me either. I don't know. I'm all drinking.
Right. All right, so let's launch into this movie.
Let's
get the multiplicity talk out of the way.
All right.
Before I lose my
I think we have a room divided here.
No.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Do.
I
think we do.
We do.
I think we
do. Does Sam count as part of the room? I mean, because he's in a different room.
Well, psychically present.
No, he's right there.
No, he's in a different room. So if we have two rooms and we have two sides, we don't have a room divided. We just have two rooms.
Well, this room is divided 2-1.
So we get two special needs
to
one.
What did you think?
What? Multiplicity is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
So clearly we have 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Do we all think Sam is four?
I think Sam is four.
Do we all think that?
He's laughing, so he's not arguing.
Oh my god!
I wouldn't say it's the worst movie.
I said one of,
but I'd have to say it's
Lost in Translation is still on the list. I mean, come on!
I forced myself all the way through this thing.
So is this where we're going to get a list of your least favorite and then your least best movies?
No, they wouldn't be least best.
They'd
just
be
worst. They would be least favorite though. Lost in Translation actually ties for worst and least favorite. So.
And I agree with you on that front. Booyah! That movie sucks.
Man, we're killing it. Sam, I don't think we need these two.
Is it what?
You guys are done. You guys can go.
I think I just got fired from the podcast.
Yeah,
me
and Sam are killing it.
Which one of you two is going to edit?
No.
I already edit one podcast.
I'm back in.
I'm very busy, Tony. I already edit two podcasts.
I do too. 3 episodes a week.
Tony's an edited machine.
What?
Move on.
Daryl, right. What'd you think?
What I thought? Oh, God.
I interrupted you. As soon as you start talking, I'm going to interrupt you again.
Let's say I forced myself all the way through this movie. I wanted to like it, but it just fell flat. I mean, this was a hackneyed concept, even in 96. Now, great chances. The thing is, Mike Keaton did the best job he could, trying to make all the different different personalities. It just didn't gel.
First off, Michael Keaton is awful.
I would say
not in this
awful.
Movie, just in general.
No.
This must have been a contractual obligation film or something. You're wrong about that.
Right there. This was Gene Wilder in. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Take it back.
What?
Take it back.
No.
Dude, his performance in that movie is so awful because it was the last movie in his contract and he hated doing it and didn't want to do it. That's why Willy Wonka is so aloof.
He's awesome.
Dude, he's the first...
I'm just telling you, Gene Wilder put zero effort into the movie because he hated doing it and didn't want to do
it. And it still came out as a work of genius.
That's fine.
And children love him because he's the ultimate hipster. Oh, I hated that role.
I'm just saying, yeah, I hated that role before we even shot it.
Oh, my God. You people are so wrong.
What?
About so many things.
All right. Lost in Translation, terrible, yes. We all agree.
Correct. Agreed.
No.
Do not agree.
Tony.
Nope. AA++ would buy again.
Tony, put yourself in some position that's defensible, if you can.
I can defend every position I have, because they're all opinion.
You can't defend your opinions?
I can defend my opinions because they're my opinions. Because they're opinions. So there's my defense.
What?
What?
It's like you have, okay, so you have zero reasons for having an opinion?
No, I have an opinion, so therefore I'm right.
Wait, what? Tony,
I am right about my opinion because it's my opinion.
Let's move on. Let's pick apart why this movie was so terrible.
Let's talk about how awesome it was. Sam, what'd you think?
You know, Multiplicity cracks me up every time. Every time I watch it.
I'm wincing over here.
It's a funny movie.
It is.
Yeah, what?
Now, the last half is not. Especially the last half hour. The last half hour is where it really goes.
It's
Tony, I'm giving
it's
you
not
this face
in the top
It's not a great. I'm not saying it's a great movie. Funny. I'm saying I laugh at it. It's funny. I own it for a reason.
Oh my God, you own it?
Yes,
Tony. I gotta go. Like, are you hearing this already?
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised. I'm shocked.
All right.
I like this movie. Is a part of you I did not know.
All right. Let's start talking about all the problems in this movie.
Okay.
Starting with acting.
I remember Andie MacDowell being a lot hotter than she was in this movie.
I do agree with that point.
I've never thought Andie MacDowell's hot, so.
And I do not remember her ridiculous Southern accent.
That's her.
Does she always have that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
I must have been thinking about some other chick that I thought was hot then.
No, that's her. That's
because this movie came out... What year did this movie come
96.
Out?
96.
All right, so 96. I'll give you a little history. So I want you guys to do a little math in your head.
You were jerking off age.
I was born in 83.
I've already done the math.
And this movie came out in 96.
There.
All right, so we had HBO that summer. So it came out on HBO, and you know how HBO is, where they play the new release over and over again, like Transformers Revenge of the Fallen style. Mm-hmm. So I remember this movie being substantially different than having watched it today two hours ago. So I do not remember that Southern accent. I do not remember that ridiculous hair. What was going on with that?
Her hair was terrible.
It's called the 90s, dude.
Yeah, I saw all the high-waisted blue jeans. Like, why is your belt around your belly button, dude? Like you got hips, like, lower. Your hip is lower.
Hips are not supposed to lie. There's lying going on right now. Boom. It's not good.
Man, Sam only speaks truth. It's like Sam's not here, and all I hear is the truth coming through my headphones. So I assume like there's a producer somewhere, like a studio fact-checking.
That is truth.
Like, legal. You can get away with saying that. All right. Well, we're good to go.
We need to have Jeff on and another channel all the time.
Yeah. So, Styles, Andie MacDowell, everyone looked weird. Just weird. I can't explain it any better than that.
Nobody was wearing a hoodie.
That's not weird.
That brick.
How does that even apply?
Because I'm wearing one right now. Because
he's wearing one now.
You know, if you're not nice to me, I'm putting the hood up. So
I will go get my hat that makes you uncomfortable.
That was my first... No, Tony. I don't like that hat. That was my first complaint with the movie.
I'm going to get the Vader head.
Everybody generally looked weird. Julie Bowen, who I think is really hot, was in this movie, and even she looked weird.
Who was Julie Bowen in this movie?
Julie Bowen was the ship captain's daughter.
Oh, yeah,
when he goes on the ship trip and he's vomiting all over the place. Yep. She's the daughter. Does not look like her at all. Because she's like 16 in this movie. I'd still do her, though. On the promise of what she'd become.
All things considered, at the time when this came out, it's kosher.
Yeah.
Because we set a precedent with that with Labyrinth, okay?
We did, yeah. I set that precedent with Labyrinth and
I unfortunately did not abide by that with Let Me In.
No, you did kind of break the rule with Let
Me In.
Listen,
you're making it weird.
She's at least 18. No.
I thought she was much older.
Stop it.
I'm going to be true to who I am. It's fine. I think that chick's hot.
Go ahead. It's Skanksgiving.
Yeah. See, what happens on Skanksgiving doesn't put me in jail.
We aren't watching Showgirls. Come on.
Ah, see, we... Showgirls, Striptease, The Seventh Seal. whole slew of stuff we could have done, Tony. All right. So another problem with this movie. I do not feel that the premise was explored properly.
Meaning what?
Clones? Meaning, like, there is a lot of situations with clones that can be hilarious, and I feel like there was a lot of wasted potential in this movie.
How so? Give me two examples.
Okay, so they obviously did not make a masturbation joke. Listen, if I cloned myself, I think probably one of the first things I would do is have sex with myself. I mean, come on.
That's just not the way they went with
so,
it.
Yeah, I know. That's
still
kind
a
of my
point.
Picture.
But whoa, I'm okay. So you'd hit fifth base with yourself?
Yeah. No, it'd be like eighth or ninth base.
More like a bunt.
Oh,
That was a home run.
That was a home run. Got to have Sammy Sosa over there. And two... I know there's other wasted opportunities. They should have gone more gay with the sensitive Michael Keaton. They went, like, they made him effeminate, but not gay enough. Like, he should have been full on gay.
They could have. They could.
That would have been hilarious.
They could have done more, but that. I mean, I kind of see why they didn't.
It's 1996. There's no Queer Eye for the Straight Guy yet.
Nah.
There's no Food Network.
Queer Clone for the Straight Clone.
Was there Will and Grace?
How would that? Yeah. Right. Right. No. That's just more evidence to the fact that they. In 96, they had to just kind of.
I think the barrier there.
The tip.
The barrier there is Will and Grace. Will and Grace is where we said, okay, it's okay to be gay.
You know, Tony, I don't believe in taking away people's human rights, so I've always been it's okay to be gay, and I found Will and Grace terrible.
It's okay to be gay.
Oh, my God. I'm a hipster. I think gay was cool before it was cool. Mm.
Yeah, well, that's how I feel. You know, I felt that way before it was called being a hipster.
That's very postmodern of you.
Yeah.
Tell Bud Light is the new PBR.
I went there. Oh, don't start. Jeff drinks PBR.
I can never drink again now.
He drinks a lot of it.
That's weird.
It is. Well, he lives in South City.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what they do there.
He also tucks, so...
I don't think that means what you think of me.
I know exactly what it means.
I don't know what that means. I'm
you don't want to know.
So I took some notes while I watched this movie like I did for the other ones. Hey, Tony, calm down over there. Some of us like to be prepared, by the way.
There's two notes.
One, traffic openings. What the fuck?
What?
Yeah, count, well, the opening was
count the number
but,
of movies,
but, yeah,
oh.
Where it is just cameras
long,
watching
long shots of yeah the
of
LA
traffic.
Freeway,
like
yeah.
Fucking seriously.
Yeah, that was
what I,
that
asshole.
Was,
what
how
asshole
is that not was, great? Because falling down started that way.
Well, I think what they were trying
I think
to
falling down there was a little bit of a different feel to it.
Well,
there.
Falling down, it was kind of appropriate to start that way.
And I thought it was an allegory for the frustrations of living in a modern
yes,
world.
I think
exactly.
It was more like an allegory.
We haven't
more or less
about
an allegory of
that.
everybody is an individual, but yet pretty much all conformist.
But at the same
probably
time,
also,
if you start it with traffic, right, mm-hmm. It's showing that there's a lot going on in a day. There's
shows,
a lot more to be done than one person can do.
It
leads
it gives you
the
city
of the
setting.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you where you're
busy,
at.
Busy, busy, busy.
I'm pretty sure this was a sexual allegory. Every single car is a sperm. The freeways
and nobody's
are
getting
efferons.
Anywhere.
No, everything it's a packet of data on the great highway of life.
No, that's weird.
That is weird.
That would be
untrue. What does that say about you?
Hey, the internet was around.
Yes.
Just
beginning.
Yeah, but nobody was dialing into anything. That was because that's all it would have been then. All
right, my second point here. So we've all seen Lost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nope.
Fucking seriously, Sam. All right.
Hey.
So
we can agree on some stuff, and we have to argue on other things. This is the way it's got to
well,
be.
I just asked if you'd seen it. There's no argument there.
Yeah, we have to disagree, argue, fist fight.
All right.
No,
nice
this
fight,
is just
whatever.
A truth.
This is.
Did you see it or not?
No.
All right. Move past that. Did you see Batman Begins?
Yes.
Okay. So you know who Guy Liner is.
Yeah.
Okay, Eugene Levy in 1996 is Guy Liner. This is a fact. He has that pencil-thin porn star mustache. That's ridiculous.
Yep. He's doing the creep.
Yeah, he was doing the creep the whole movie. The whole movie. That's the end of my notes.
I'm glad you took such in-depth notes.
When you want to make friends at the ATM, do the creep.
Yeah. So, note number three, Andy McDowell is really stupid in this movie.
Yes.
She consistently makes really dumb mistakes.
But that's a comedy,
she's,
right?
Well, and she's pissed most of the time, and we all know that when people get pissed, they get stupid.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
That was the angle they were going for with that.
No, they were going for the angle of...
We need her to be stupid so we can keep going with the movie.
Yep. This premise is stupid and doesn't work if
she... If she thinks too much, she's going to eventually piece things together, and the concept falls apart. It's the exact same thing with Tommy Boy. Wow.
Whoa.
Tommy is an idiot.
Whoa.
He should not work at this company. You're fired.
Tommy Boy is one of my sacred cows, Sam. So
hey, whoa. It is for me too.
Yeah. What do you mean, whoa?
I love Tommy Boy just as much as you, but if we're gonna take it to this level of not being dumb,
to
then Tommy would have been
going
fired.
On over there with Tony and not liking Tommy Boy.
I didn't say that I didn't like it,
Tony.
This is another Scott Pilgrim thing. When you more to the point, a Watchmen thing. When you love a movie to a point that if one person is a step down from your level of sexual love.
Tony, a lot of people go to college for 7 years.
They're called doctors.
They're also called
professional students.
People who just can't pass a few classes. What are you saying, Sam? Come on.
And
back off.
Herbie.
Back off.
They have huge endowments.
Tony, did I hear a niner in there?
He's calling from a walkie-talkie?
This must be a nostalgia thing.
No,
I've seen
not.
This movie once.
This, what?
I've enjoyed,
well, that's part of your problem. I've seen that movie dozens of times.
When did it come out?
Same. Like 95?
95 or 96.
So you were 12.
The chicken that was really hot, too, although she was kind of plain
95.
Looking.
So you were 12.
The fact was, that, the problem was that she was really funny. That was the deal.
Yeah.
Those funny chicks are really hot. This discussion's been had before. That is probably
Tina
my
Faye,
number one. My number one qualifier for a hot chick is that she has to be funny. That's why Tina Fey is hot. Although I read her autobiography recently, and she's kind of a bitch. I think the problem is that I fell in love with Liz Lemon and not Tina Fey. And so when she's like, I'm not Liz Lemon, I'm like, I don't like that.
I choose to ignore that line.
I choose to believe that's not true.
This is a point of disagreement we have.
I like the fictional you way better.
Yeah.
How do you say that? So if you could just fake it all the time.
1995 on Tommy Boy. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's pretend we're playing 30 Rock and you're Liz Lemon. That's what we did for the last 5 dates. Yeah, I know, but it's so much better, don't you think?
I'll throw out this conjecture. Would this movie been better if Annie McDowell had been the cloned character?
No.
No. It would have been 4 times the bitch.
Mm. Cloned housewife? How is that funny?
Well, it's take the same premise. She's just as overworked as he is. It's just in a different way.
Now, so my problem here is that they would have made weirder jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that weirder jokes couldn't have worked. I'm just saying that they went for like the lowest common denominator jokes with him. If they cloned her,
I like PJ Steve.
Yeah, they would have had to go for much. Like the jokes
would have to be more intelligent.
They would have had to be more intelligent or a lot weirder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
and then
'96 was not the time for that.
Yeah, and this could turn into like this lesbian fantasy thing, which I'm not opposed to.
Well, it becomes okay. How do you make 2, 3, and 4 of her? Okay, so how do you make a masculine version of her? You go the absolute bull dyke stereotype, right? It's horrible. It's terrible. It's a stereotype.
Well, hold on. Instead of
then you turn her into like a Southern Belle princess kind of character.
3 is Southern Belle, and then 4 is just not funny.
Yeah, there's not enough conflict with her though, because like
I don't see her playing the character of number 4 nearly as well as Michael Keaton played it.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And then all
because
the sex stuff
with
just
the
wouldn't
chick,
work.
No. There can be no reference to chainsaws. Funny as
you might be a chainsaw
movie.
Or a book.
Or a book. And then there could be no She Touched My Peppy, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, none of the sex jokes would have worked. They would have had to rewrite all those.
Yeah.
Yep, because it would have been too fresh for 96.
There's no vaginal hubris. I mean, that's premium tier lady jokes. Right there.
It's been said on numerous accounts. Penises are funny, but vaginas
are always serious. So I'm having a hard time articulating all the ways I didn't like this movie. So I thought the premise was stupid. I thought they left a lot of jokes on the table they could have made. Just weirder situations. Like they did the restaurant thing with some chicks. But, like, 2 and 3 never really actually banged some external chicks. So there was an angle of Andy McDowell comes
home.
They
just had those chicks. They just had the chicks there that one kicked out.
Right.
That
Doug
kicked out.
Like Andy McDowell comes home. There's a couple chicks in there. Andy McDowell never finds out that he's cloned.
Yeah. I see where you're coming from.
That's a weird plot hole there.
Well, it's also the fact she never noticed all the goings on in the garage every night.
Yeah.
Like,
come on, hey, isn't that garage like closed up and it suddenly got all this music and lights and sound and there's, hey, somebody's living there.
But you could have thrown in some American Pie, right, with Stifler and the two like police dominatrix chicks.
Michael Keaton needed to be more Stifler.
So your one of your major complaints is it didn't go the way you wanted it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that they pulled it back. From
it didn't tell the
jokes.
They told the jokes they told. They didn't tell the jokes that you would have told.
I think they didn't tell
they left
jokes
a lot,
that were
a lot.
Even appropriate for the genre. Like the movie had a field of jokes, and they only harvested 60% of the field.
And they cut them short to begin with.
I think they missed opportunities.
Yeah, there's all sorts of. Yeah, they left stuff laying around all over the place.
And there's no incentive to leave fruit unpicked for a sequel. There's no incentive with this. It's not like they're going to, hey, our pizza place didn't work. We need to live with you.
Three.
There's no sequel there.
There's a perfect sequel. The sequel is cloning her.
No, Tony. The sequel is 16 years later. The three of them running the same ticket for a presidential nomination. All three of them are Herman Cain. Come on. That's
actually pretty funny.
That writes itself.
That is actually pretty funny. We could write that. We could write that as Multiplicity 2 right now.
Yes, we
construction
could.
Michael
worker.
Keaton
He'd
could
be
come
great
back
in the White House.
Hey, get Harold Ramis on the phone right now.
We could do it. He's on my list right after Duncan Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that guy was dead.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we just cut a deal with Herman Cain?
Stop it! No politics here.
Who's supposed to say politics? This is strictly economics.
Yeah, this is
no Godfather's Pizza. What are you doing? They did not pick up Three Guys from Nowhere Pizza as a franchise.
It could be. They traded it in. They went Godfathers. Now they're Herman Cain's campaign managers.
Herman Cain. Three guys look exactly alike.
Dude.
The twins.
2, 3, 4 adds up to 9. And there's three of them.
999.
I mean, come on. The story writes itself.
It really does.
There's coincidences here that are too obvious to be ignored.
Man, this is... I got to go, guys.
You did not realize the foreshadowing that this movie created in reality.
Yeah, the thing about it is that when you accidentally stumble on something, it's not really foreshadowing.
Besides, it would be funnier than Herman Campaign's a speechwriter. You could make this stuff up.
All right, so what else did I hate about this movie? The ending in this movie makes like almost zero sense.
It's way too touchy-feely, way too conveniently ending.
Well,
we just drive over the
that's
sunset.
That's kind of the whole point of the movie, though. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've been a shitty husband. Well, I fixed the house. Wait, what?
How does it not... were you expecting? We're expecting
yeah,
like
Yeah, she's
a,
also been a mega bitch, so...
Like an aunt? To
expect that she's going to have anything less than a shallow...
When is she being a mega bitch? I don't think
you didn't finish the house. I'm going home with my folks.
No, that's not the problem.
No. The problem was when she was
pouring. You're acting weird. You're acting weird like I think you have a mental problem, so I'm just going to leave you here.
No, that wasn't the problem. The problem was she wanted to go back to work. They talked about it, and then he'd obviously been putting it off for a while, and she's like, hey, I really want to go back to work. I mean, you may have to step up a little bit here, but we did talk about this, and he's like, no.
It's not a matter of stepping up. She just pretty much ignored everything when she went back to work. That happened. Because her expectation of what everything that he was doing around the place...
Yeah, but he told her that he didn't have to work as much anymore. So that he could be home and do all those things for her.
Yeah, but we all know that that's not how that works.
Well, because he was cloned, yeah. I mean, I know that's not how it works.
No, she was still being a bitch.
I don't think that she was being a bitch. I don't think that she was being
a flustered housewife.
Why are you defending her out of lust?
Now, so if she has a job before, they have kids, she stays at home for a while, and wants to advance her career, how is that unreasonable?
Yeah, how is that unreasonable for her saying, I need to step up?
That's not unreasonable.
And that's her unreasonable saying, in 2011.
Her saying, I need you to step up is not unreasonable. When he steps up and she has done nothing, and then she complains about the level of stuff that he's done,
then she's got no room to bitch.
That's where it becomes unreasonable.
Tony, I've got to be honest with you here. I'm still thinking about this Herman Cain thing. Because, like, because there's, like, three Herman Cains.
Yeah.
There's, like, the butch Herman Cain is the one...
The badass.
...was the raping. The sensitive Herman Cain is the apologetic one who's always apologizing for the butch one. And then the third one is the guy who's there for the debates. I mean, come on! This is so perfect!
That's... So what he hey, he's not like Rick where he gets on stage, I'm gonna cut... Oops. I like Pizza Steve.
Man, I gotta.
Quite frankly, I don't think it's a Herman Cain clone. I think it's a Disney animatronic, and they just keep forgetting to change the tapes every now and then.
So what you're saying is there's one of them,
right?
And it's Bruce, and it's a giant Muppet.
Mm-hmm. And the programming occasionally gets they forget to load the correct program occasionally, or they just leave it running.
Did anybody else hate his kids?
They were a little too cute to be believable.
The kids were... I pretty much ignored them through most of it.
They were just props.
I would have... I do believe one of the wasted jokes would have been that the kids figuring it out. I think the kids figuring it out would have made a whole lot of sense.
Yeah, there was.
I can almost see her not figuring it out, but the kids figuring it out being a great joke.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
It'd be great if they were the two daddies, mommy, and then she's like, "What?
What?
It worked in Mrs. Doubtfire."
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's another movie. Add that to the list. And we're not doing any more Robin Williams.
It's got to be talked about. Fake boobs on fire, hilarious.
My first day as a woman, Tony, and I'm already having hot flashes.
Yep.
Classic. It was a drive-by fruiting.
Pierce Brosnan was such a douche.
Also, I think Mrs. Doubtfire came out in that 95 to 97 year range.
I think it came out a little earlier than that.
Tony, I don't know about that. I do remember having seen it, though.
A little earlier than that.
Hey, people don't laugh about fat guy in a little coat for any reason, but... Tommy boy.
Hey, we've got people in the chat room. They can do research.
93.
Well, there you go. So was there anything about this movie that you did enjoy?
Yeah, actually, there was something astounding, and I'm just going to go back to this well because I don't think I've emptied it yet. But there's like two Andy McDowells in this movie, right? There's Andy McDowell for like 95% of the movie, and then there's Andy McDowell from the duration of the time where she has sex with sensitive dude... And then
between two and four,
and then there's like this period where she is really hot, like when she's downstairs in that like t-shirt and nothing else, and then she's eating that chocolate
and she's not
icing.
Talking because she's got a mouthful of the chocolate icing.
Then she's really hot.
I'm
I was like,
fine with that.
I was like, this scene's awesome, and then it ended, and I was like, oh, now she sucks again.
And the one thing that was completely. It was completely an oddball thing. She's drying off four, and she pulls his pants down, and is drying them off, and she's like, "Oh, again? Well, I guess come on then. What? Just because he's got an erection, she's now it means sex time."
Yeah, Tony, that's kind of what I envision life is like for everybody. That's why I get sexing so often. I have the sexings on things so often.
Hey, it's like Scarface. The world is yours. If you have an erection.
That's right.
All right.
You don't want to waste them.
Nope.
Well, that's true.
It's a finite number.
Hey, morning wood is there for a reason.
Do you think that old guy ever had sex with himself?
He looked really heavy.
No, absolutely not.
I think that's why he did it.
When is somebody to talk to at his own level?
Here we go. Here's another problem that I have with this movie. Okay, so they establish after the cloning... that the clone doesn't even know that he's the clone, right?
Yeah.
So at the point of the cloning, they are the exact same person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
they start to diverge in experiences.
Right. So the only difference between the two is that the guy has like that small differential between the two of them.
and their differences in personalities.
Well, they never brought that out. He said they're exactly the same in terms of memory and everything. Only at this point they will start to diverge.
Right.
Brings up a problem is why did number three suddenly forget everything he knew about construction?
They explained that. He said it wasn't that he forgot, it's that he got flustered. It was like an interrogation, so I got flustered and I couldn't answer his questions. I froze up.
None of those questions seemed like things he would know anyway, since he didn't
work on the job, so he didn't have the specific answer.
Well, yeah, I remember.
Why did you do it this way?
Well, he said you didn't build it to specification.
I didn't have a problem with that. I had a problem with the first thing that guy does the next day is he goes back to work for one. Like, hey, fuckface, you and I have the exact same stress level. So like this isn't a vacation for me, but why am I working for you?
Because he was the part of him that was driven to work.
So that's
he's the aggressive one.
He's the aggressive one. He's the one with the motivation and drive. He's the go-getter, the get things done.
Another question. Do you think that John DeLancey and Michael Keaton Dutch rudder each other?
Who's John DeLancey?
Are you fucking kidding me? Is that Hugh?
Yes. Okay. He was his foil in the beginning of the movie.
Double Dutch rudder.
Yeah. I mean,
it's got to be the double. It's not going to be a single.
It's not the single.
So then, yes.
Yes.
So the consensus at the table is that there was double Dutch rudder.
Of course.
All right. Just confirming.
That's for every film ever.
Just confirming.
Frodo and Samwise?
No.
No, it's not gay. I just watched it. It's not gay.
It's right not there. Gay, but
I don't think it's gay.
No. It's not gay.
No, it's established that it's not gay. I didn't say it was gay.
First off, I mean, the not gay thing is kind of, I mean, that's kind of loose. Like, I can put my penis into another dude and it's not gay. It depends on the circumstances.
Whoa.
Listen, there's a lot of circumstances. I can give you a circumstance right now. Glory hole.
You don't know
what's on the other side of that hole. How could it be gay?
No, but you can pretty much tell. You can tell fourth base from fifth base. Just saying.
What?
There's only three bases.
No. There's five bases. FYI.
Is this a Salt Lake City thing?
I think Sam needs to explain baseball in his universe.
Yeah, how does baseball work where you live?
All right, so because it can be regional. So first base, Sam. First base.
First base is any type of intimate touching and or kissing.
No,
that's where
what?
It pretty much ends.
All right, I don't think that's how that works. But second base. Continue.
It's different. It's regional.
It's gotta be.
It's regional.
Second base is any type of pretty much groping with clothes on. So it's more contact than just... It's pretty much all contact with clothes on.
Third base.
Third base is clothes off and ends at any type of oral.
All right, so are we calling fourth base or home run, or are they different?
They're same.
Okay.
Those are synonymous
terms. And that is what?
Intercourse.
Fifth base?
Fifth base is anal.
I don't know.
Do you have a ground rule double in this world? Or?
Yeah, it's the Calcutta Street Vendor.
Base on balls?
Calcutta what?
The Calcutta Street Vendor.
So, Sam, a couple more follow-ups. Hit by a pitch?
We've already established bunting.
How about foul balls?
I'd have to think about that. Foul ball is...
Foul balls is working out before you go on your day.
No, foul ball is jizz in my pants.
Unloading the gun.
Jizz in my pants.
Yeah. That's the strikeout.
Bulk?
The strikeout is you're making out and you ask that one dumb question, she gets pissed and leaves. That's the strikeout. Because then nobody gets anything.
That's the reverse K. That's strikeout without swinging.
Hit by a pitch? I don't know. It would be like a 40-year-old virgin when she's sucking on his feet and he like kicks her in the nose.
I don't know about that. I think hit by a pitch is you.
I mean, hit by a pitch, you're getting on base. So hit by a pitch should be a positive.
Hit by a pitch, like you don't have to show up, but something happens. Like you show up and then you don't say anything or do anything, but something happens. You have to work for it.
That's where you black out after you had a heavy night of drinking and you wake up next to a chick that looks like Snow White at Disneyland.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Quite as cold.
This conversation
upon a star
is the most appropriate conversation we've had for Skanksgiving, I think, to date, ever, any year.
Tony, I'm loving these handprint turkeys you got over here.
Are those not fantastic?
It's not as good as the Batmobile.
The Batmobile still hangs to this day.
Dude, I got trolled by Tony's daughter. It was awesome.
What?
It's great. It's hilarious.
By Tony's daughter. I came in, she's like, "You want to see my Batmobile?" And I was like, "Yeah." Whip that thing out. So I expected her to go get a car, only she got a mobile of bats.
That she made.
And I was like, "This is the greatest day of my life." It's still hanging over there. It's awesome.
Yeah, he got trolled by a 4-year-old. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
All right, so Sam, speaking as somebody else who enjoyed seeing this movie, apparently, what were your favorite parts?
So just any of the interactions with him and his clones cracked me up. Just the idea that you've got the guy, and then you have his obviously male side. Mm-hmm. It's obviously female side, and then just the comic relief. Okay, so you've got the setup for two buddy cop comedies mashed together.
You do.
Except without the cop part. You don't have, Mel Gibson being crazy and Danny Glover being too old for this shit. You just have hilarity compacted together. As, I'm going to get you something nice. A chainsaw? or a book.
Ooh, this movie could have been... Agree or disagree, this movie could have benefited with little dash Danny Glover.
Yes.
Yes.
Twins benefited from some Danny Glover.
Danny Glover could have been the old scientist
guy. No, not Danny Glover. That was... who the fuck was in Twins?
Danny DeVito.
No, Danny Same Glover... stumbles into the garage top and then meets the guys and then knows the secret. Yeah. So somebody else is in on this
shit. Yeah. I'm too old for this shit.
And then jumps in the bathtub.
So then he leaves after like partying with them all night and he's like, "Crackers are crazy."
Yeah.
That's good too.
Yeah, I would be fine with that.
I loved how when Eugene Levy shows up to help them at the end, he's like, "Yeah, I got some guys to work for you." And you see the three of them, they all wave to him. "Hey." And he's like, "Okay."
Nothing bothers this guy.
I'm sorry. I have trouble seeing Eugene Levy in anything else other than Jim's dad from American Pie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I struggle with that. And with the trailer I saw for American Reunion.
Oh, I'm Stifler's I'm mom, yeah.
Yep.
I'm Stifler's mom. Oh, I'm Jim's dad. I see where this is going.
You know what's confusing to me? That dude is in a lot of stuff, too. Eugene Levy, he's in a shitload of stuff. But
he was big back a while ago.
How come we don't have a Jewish buddy cop comedy between Eugene Levy and what? Now I forget his goddamn name. He was the dad in Easy A. He was the professor in Captain America.
Stanley Tucci.
There we go.
Tucci, where did you pull that from?
No, why do we not have a buddy cop comedy with those guys? Two Jewish cops in New York.
I'm in. They're like desk cops who have to go back on the beat for some reason.
So it would be the funnier version of the other guys.
No, better concept. Two Jewish cop buddy movie set in San Francisco, and they have to patrol the Mission District.
Daryl is knocking it out. He's quiet. He's like stealth. Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's like Albert Pujols. He's like he's not there for most of it. Then all of a sudden just boom, out of the park.
Is that a baseball reference?
That was a baseball reference. Bringing it back.
Fuck you. He's listed in 99
World
movies.
Series.
Didn't watch it because it was terrible.
This World Series was possibly the best one I've seen in my adult life.
I'm not a World Series Fairweather fan, Tony.
I am.
You're a football fan.
Yeah, and I watch football every single week.
You're an Aaron Rodgers fan. Their fan.
I seriously put in maybe 8+ hours a week watching football.
That's weird.
That's weird.
Gross.
That's
disturbing.
That is weird.
How is that gross and disturbing?
Because it's just men slamming themselves against each other. That is possibly the gayest thing you watch.
I don't think men interacting with each other is gay.
It's slamming their bodies against each other.
I don't think that's gay.
Repeatedly.
Hey.
Wasn't gay in Greek.
I'm Greece, comfortable whatever that place is. Hanging out with dudes in a context that is not sexualized.
What?
I don't know if that's weird, but like, I can hang out and go to a bar with a bunch of guys, drink some beers, and like, not have sex with them.
Okay.
I know you're really good,
good for you.
Like, in your worldview, that seems to be a problem. So, like, that's the danger. Well, I'm going to the bar with the guys, gonna gird my asshole. Seems to be a problem over there.
No, it's just football is terrible.
The football is awesome.
No, football is not terrible. Football just watching 8 hours a week of it is.
No.
Football is just so boring.
First off, Aaron Rodgers, I do some gay stuff with him, but has nothing to do with football.
You're baseball, making it weird, Adam.
Baseball
don't do that.
Baseball is more boring than football.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Baseball I will give
sucks.
You that.
Hockey.
Baseball sucks. Hockey. Not a team game.
I just dropped a deuce in this chair.
That's unfortunate because you're still wearing pants.
Yeah, it's going to be a long, cold, wet drive home.
That's going to be a weird laundry day on Sunday. I didn't say it was for you.
What else we have in this movie? Because
I think we pretty much beat this horse to death.
We have. Who is this movie for?
For me, apparently. Yeah. Me and Sam.
Because it's pretty funny.
As soon as four shows up, I'm in. I mean,
as soon as there's
the movie
pizza
is okay.
In a wallet.
The movie is okay. Up. As soon as I've got a wallet, Steve.
I've got a wallet, Steve. I got a pizza.
Like pizza, and he starts licking the top of the pizza. Four's doing great. He's holding down two jobs. One's a paper boy. The other one is pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery.
Flings the pizza out of the front basket of the bicycle.
Oh, I saw the movie.
It was wonderful.
Tony.
Sam's laughing. He knows what it's funny.
How is that not hilarious?
I know. They're just grumpy.
Yeah, but if they had put that hilarity in at the beginning and the middle of the movie, it would have been great.
If they had tried that hard earlier.
They hadn't set it all up.
Oh. Dude, you can't have four show up right away.
Four.
No,
like
no,
all of
they
a
just don't need about
the,
four. It's just a matter if they just bubble. Put that level of slapstick in there.
When four shows up, when he just walks past four and then turns around and walks back past him again, it like does the slow count. Two, three. What the hell is going on?
5 minutes to set up the pizza joke. The pizza paperboy joke. Is that what you're telling me?
No. It's about 85 minutes to get to the point of bringing four into the picture.
Yeah. No, that's not that long.
Well, there's one other little joke in there.
It's probably about the hour mark.
The thing is, I don't know if anybody knows, but in that last shot where they're showing the three guys from nowhere, the logo is Manny, Moe, and Jack.
It's the Pep Boys logo.
Basically.
I don't know what that means, but I'll masturbate to it later, so booyah!
I tell you, the one thing I did think they did right in this movie and that I enjoyed was that the clones, none of them had grand animosity toward each other, even though they were very different. The other two could have completely disdained four. Two and three, by all rights, should have been at each other's throats.
Yeah.
But they weren't.
Yep.
Because they were all part of the same person. They all knew that was where they came from. And I liked that. I did like that. It was really... They didn't overtly slam you over the head with it. But I liked how none of them hated each other. And they could have.
How can you hate yourself that much?
Exactly. Exactly. There was no self-hatred. There was no self-loathing. He wasn't a self-loathing kind of guy. He was just busy. It could have gone a different way if the character initially was self-loathing. And then they could have gone that way, but I dug that the character wasn't.
That would have been a cool way to go.
It would have, but it would have made for a different movie.
Yes, you could have made this movie all dark and stuff by who is killing all the clones.
I would have been in for that.
It turns out to be Steve.
Your husband's dead. No, he's right there. Well,
yeah, not really.
We've
you know
got
what it comes
his
down to?
Body.
We have no idea who Kaiser Soze is.
The funniest part of this movie, not going to lie to you, is when they're in the bathroom at the restaurant and one Michael Keaton is checking out the other Michael Keaton's package.
Yes.
Like
making
sure,
everything's all right.
All right, I'm done here.
What, you've never seen another man? You've never seen a man wash another man's face before?
No. Tell me that.
Nope.
Wasn't there for that.
At least in L.A.
Yeah. All right. So do we have a movie next week? Are we talking?
Kagemusha.
No, that's what we're...
Sex Drive.
2 weeks from now, but will be next week. I did.
Sex drive is your reward.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's good.
All Sam, right. Are you going to come back for it?
If you guys will have me, shoot me a note on Twitter. I'll be in we'll Salt have, Lake.
You,
so.
you can come back anytime, man.
I'll definitely do Sex Drive. That movie, I had very low expectations, and
you
I
can
was
be back for Kagamusha. We're recording that next week.
I have not seen Kagamusha, and I doubt I will.
It's worth a while.
It is on Netflix.
Actually, I'll probably have time Hulu. To watch it. I'm not doing anything this 5-day weekend.
Well, there you go. You have plenty of time to read the movie.
I will touch read a lot.
Very
yes,
true.
Yes, you'll be reading the movie.
All right. See you guys next time.
Thanks for coming.
See ya.
Happy skating.